This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Germany's president has arrived in Kyiv for his first visit to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion, a trip that comes amid Moscow's unsubstantiated warnings about a dirty bomb attack, and the conflict enters into its ninth month. President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said after arriving Tuesday that it was important to him and his phase of attacks with drones, cruise missiles, and rockets to send a signal of solidarity to Ukrainians. On Monday, Russian officials doubled down on their claims of a possible dirty bomb radioactive attack, which Ukraine and the West both say is not coming from Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities tried to dampen public fears over Russia's use of Iranian drones by claiming increasing success Monday in shooting them down, while the Kremlin's talk of possible dirty bomb attacks added another worrying dimension as the war enters into its ninth month. Ukrainians are bracing for less electric power this winter following a sustained Russian barrage on their infrastructure in recent weeks. Citizens in southern Ukraine lined up for water and essential supplies Monday. A Russian court has started hearing American basketball star Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Griner, an 8-time All-Star center with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, was convicted in August after police said that they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. Griner is taking part in the session via video call from the prison. This is VOA News. Rishi Sunak is now due to be installed as Britain's third prime minister of the year by King Charles III. Then his first task is appointing a cabinet that can wrestle with the UK's economic and political crises. Sunak was selected as leader of the governing Conservative Party after a brief disastrous term of Liz Truss. On Tuesday, he will visit Buckingham Palace, where the king will formally ask Sunak to form a government. Sunak, Britain's first prime minister of color, faces the unbelievable task of trying to shore up an economy and sliding forward and toward recession and reeling after his predecessor's experiment in libertarian economics. Israeli forces raided a stronghold of an armed group in the occupied West Bank, second largest city, blowing up an explosives lab and engaging in a firefight. If 5 Palestinians were killed, 20 were wounded, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The overnight raid in the Old City was one of the deadliest in the West Bank in 2022 and comes at a time of escalating tensions. Japan has stepped up its push to catch up on digitization by telling a reluctant public they have to sign up for digital IDs or possibly lose access to their public health insurance. As the naming implies, the initiative is about assigning numbers to people similar to Social Security numbers in the United States. Many Japanese worry the information might be used or that their personal information might be stolen. Some view the My Number effort as a violation of their right to privacy. The Biden administration is ratcheting up pressure on President Daniel Ortega's authoritarian rule in Nicaragua, threatening to ban on Americans from doing business in the nation's gold industry, raising the possibility of trade restrictions and stripping the U.S. visas of about 500 government insiders. The Associated Press has interviewed about a dozen migrants who recently arrived in the U.S. and agreed to share documents they received when they were released from U.S. custody while they seek asylum after crossing the border with Mexico. The AP found that most had no idea where they were going, nor did the people at the addresses listed. Customs and Border Protection did not respond to questions about the matter. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.